small talk. In your capacity, you've had some very senior jobs, editing the Telegraph. You ran the Fairfax newspapers. You were the overarching boss, so you'd have to go to a lot of functions where there'd be people who'd want to talk to you, and you would feel like you had to make what we call small talk.
So much of my life wasted, hours you never get back on small talk.
Which is what? What would you say? Oh, g'day, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Where are you from? Kids? Always a great way to get people talking if they've got kids and family, and you can let them nutter on while you get down to the business of eating your meal, and you don't have to say much because they'll just keep talking. So you have little ways of getting around it. Yep. But I can't believe this. There's now a new app for your phone designed to get rid of all the small talk, because there are other people like me, apparently, who hate the small talk and just want to get right down to the business.
So you want to get straight into it and start asking real questions.
Well, don't you want it? Don't you feel like that? I mean, those moments when you have to walk past people in the corridor all the time and raise your eyebrows in acknowledgement or say, hi, how are you? How often do we do that every day?
Let's talk to David Wood, the creator of the Get Real app. And Gary, you're going to be able to engage in some small talk with him now. G'day, David.
G'day, mate. How are you doing?
Very well, David. Thanks for joining us. I mean, you're saying that small talk is boring and it's overused by Australians.
Well, I agree with you guys. It's a wasted opportunity. Why do you want to ask the same old tired questions when you can ask one question that could be a little bit revealing or maybe a little bit vulnerable and actually connect with a human being?
So just tell me about your app. It's called Get Real. Why do we need an app on our phones to eliminate small talk?
Well, you know, you think of all people, I wouldn't need an app because I've been a life coach since 1998. So for a living, I ask questions to go deeper with people. But it wasn't until I was at an event, it was a kind of a party, and I was bored and I was tired and I just wanted to go home. And then I asked a guy one question, and the question I asked was, what don't you want me to know about you? And he gave me an honest answer, and I found that it was quite surprising. I found myself actually in tears as this guy just opened up to me about something he normally hid from people. And I, instead of being tired and wanting to go home, I felt like this was my brother. And I thought, I'm a life coach, and I don't create that in my day-to-day life. What if I had an app that I could just pull out questions and I could go deeper with my dad, I could go deeper with my partner, I could go deeper with friends at a dinner party. Now you've got getreal.life and anybody can use it.
I'm intrigued. When you asked this guy, what don't you want me to know about you, and he told you that, what did he tell you? Has he got bodies in the freezer at home? I mean, what was his secret?
No, what he said is that he was embarrassed that he was 20 minutes late to the event because he'd been standing outside the event too anxious to come in. He had some anxiety and he was totally stressed and he just needed 20 minutes to calm down and he didn't want anyone to know that. And I said, and I had no judgment at all. I was like, man, I can totally relate to that. Sometimes I don't want to be around people at all. And I was so grateful that he'd shared who he was. So now, I pull out the app sometimes and I think, is this going to be weird? Is this going to be awkward? And I might ask a question. He's like, can I ask you a question now?
So, I mean, really, small talk is we use it as a mask, don't we? Meaningless conversations, small talk as a mask to hide our true identities. That's what you're saying.
I think so. You know, can we get real right now? Can I ask you a question from the app?
Go for it.
All right. What's the biggest difference you've made to someone's life?
Gee, I'd have to think about that. My instant response would be, I actually have had a boy and a girl, so I've brought them into the world.
Yes.
And been their father, yeah. So you've got lots of questions like this on the app that normally you wouldn't think of raising in a normal conversation with people.
Right. I don't think of it. And if I do, like say I'm with my parents and it's weird to say, hey, let me just come up with some deep questions to delve into your life. It's weird. And my dad would be like, what are you trying to do? But if I say, let's play a game called getreal.life, then that's easy. I bust out the app, and we've broken it down into question into categories. So if you're on a date and you want to ask some flirting questions, you can do that. If you're with a partner and you want to ask some questions about your relationship, you can do that. If you want to ask some family-oriented questions, you can do that. Or if you're at work and you're with staff, you can ask some team-building questions.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of your questions from my kids, because as they were growing older, and my son particularly, by the time he was 20, he had a lot of questions for me, like, are you buying another carton of beer? Can I borrow the car? Do you mind if I don't come home tonight?
There's a whole new category.
All right. Look, David, apparently it's been a success, has it? San Francisco, New York, London, the app.
Yes, we had people reach out to us and say, we're using your app at our events because we want our people to go deeper. We want them to connect more. So they'll bust out the app and they'll pull out questions and have everybody connect. And we've got a new feature now called Mingle Ninja, where you can go to an event, and if the organizers set it up, you log in when you get there, and it will match you up with someone else at the event. So you can go up, and instead of small talk, it'll give you a question you can ask them. They'll ask you a question, and then you go on to your next mingle, and the technology will match you up with the next person.
So, all right. Well, good luck with it, David.
We're coming to Sydney, mate, on December 12th for 2 weeks.
All right.
And if any of your listeners want to host an event and play Get Real at it, just go to getreal.life and you can download the app, and we'd even come and co-host it with you. It'd be a lot of fun.
Getreal.life. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
We've got a lot of straight talkers listening to us, haven't
David
we?
David Wood. But say you go up to someone and say, what is it about, what don't you want me to know about you? But you go up to someone and they might say, well, actually, I've got this terrible medical condition. Can I just explain it to you, wouldn't it?
Actually, I follow St. George and I have followed them for the last 45 years. Let me tell you about them.